Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, November the 5th, 2021. First Friday in the month of November. The holiday season is almost upon us. 20 days until Thanksgiving. How about that? 13 and a half minutes past the hour here. Now, let's get into something fun. Now, if there's anything else you want to talk about, always like talking about Marion history, restaurants, department stores, things from the past. That's always a lot of fun, but we have not done the Family Feud to any big degree in a really long time, and I know people like it, so we're going to get back to it here today. Now, oh, there was one more thing I wanted to do before we get to the Family Feud. We did a kerfluffle item last Friday that we never got back to. Now, I'm going to refresh your mind on this because I think we're going to get this pretty quick. And I will enter you into the competition to win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good for the zoo lights, which I'm not sure when they start. I think they start here in a couple of weeks, but they run through the first of the year. So the zoo tickets are good for that. But if you get the kerfluffle right this morning, I will add your name into a drawing for tickets to the zoo, which we will be giving away, I think, two or three sets of those this morning. Now, here is the kerfluffle item from last Friday. Now, and if you haven't played kerfluffle, here's how it goes. Basically, what I do is I pick an item in the studio, I tell you the color, and then you can call me at 740-383-9944 and ask any yes-no question about this item, and I'll give you a yes-no answer. And if you get the item right, you win. So that's pretty much where we are. Now, to refresh everybody's mind from last Friday night, we were very close. The kerfluffle item color was gray. It was gray. Somebody asked if it was on the desk. It is on the desk. It's on the desk. It's in the studio. I think somebody even asked if it was metal. I think. So I'm going to give you that clue, even if somebody did not ask it. It is metal. So, it's metal, it's on the desk, and it's gray. So you can call in with any guess as to what this item is, or you can ask any yes-no question you like in regard to this object. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And hopefully we can knock this out of the box here and get a kerfluffle champion here this morning and then move on to the Family Feud and have some fun with that. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the kerfluffle item is this morning? Again, held over from last Friday night when we became... when we came very close to this item. Now remember, it's gray, it's in the studio, it's metal, it's on the desk. Let's see if anybody can get it. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you said it was metal. Is it a desk lamp?
Not a desk lamp, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a desk lamp. Now remember, it's gray, it's on the desk, it's metal. Those are the things we know about it. Gray, on the desk, metal, in a radio studio. What is this kerfluffle item today? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's hope we get the item here shortly. Go ahead, caller.
How about, do you put papers in it?
You don't put papers in it, no. You do not put papers in it. Now remember, you can ask me any yes-no question you would like in regard to this item. You do not put papers in it. Okay, next caller here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it your nameplate on your desk?
No, not a nameplate, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
It is not a nameplate on a desk. It's gray. It's metal. It's in the studio here. It's on the desk. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question about it.
Go ahead.
Was it there when Charlie was there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. It was here when Charlie was here. It is not a new thing. It's gray, on the desk, metal, been here a while. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this, it's been here since the beginning. Go ahead, caller.
Does it hold a pen and a pencil?
Doesn't hold a pen and a pencil.
Okay.
It does not hold a pen and a pencil. Metal, on the desk, gray, in the studio, and has been here for a while. Does anybody know what this item is? All right, I think we have a call coming in here. Maybe, possibly. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a clock?
Not a clock, but that's a good guess. Not a clock. 740-383-9944, not a clock. That is not the kerfluffle answer today. All right, go ahead, caller.
A stapler?
Not a stapler, that's a good guess. Not a stapler. All right. 740-383-9944. Gray, on the desk, metal, been here for a while. Go ahead, caller.
Hole puncher.
Not a hole puncher. Not a hole puncher. Well, we're running through some really good guesses here this morning. Gray, on the desk, metal. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it one of those clipboards where you hold papers?
No clipboard, no. Not a clipboard where you would hold papers. Gray, on the desk, metal, been here for quite some time. 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, been here since the beginning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Tape dispenser.
Not a tape dispenser. Not a tape dispenser. What could this elusive item be? Metal, gray, on the desk, been here for a while. I'm looking at it right now. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Does it have knobs?
Yes, it does have knobs.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Now we should be getting very close to what it is. It does have knobs. 740-383-9944. Gray, metal, on the desk, been here for a while, and it does have knobs. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it your phone, your switchboard thing?
The phone?
Well, it has to do with the phone. Like, I don't know how your phone's set up, like if you could flip buttons, you know what I mean.
Oh, you mean the telephone interface, the phone switcher?
Yeah, something to do with your phone, like I don't know how I want to say this, like when your calls come in or something.
Oh, yeah, the button we push when the calls come in? Yeah.
Well, on those phones, I'm trying to think of like a, not a phone box thing, but something like that.
No, it's not the phone box, but that's a good guess. We do have a phone box here. Yeah, not the phone box, but that's a good guess. 740-383-9944. Gray, on the desk, been here for a while, has knobs. What could it be? Not the phone box, which there is a box that the phone goes through, so we can take the calls by just hitting a button. All right, go ahead, caller.
The transistor.
Not the transistor, no, that's a good guess. Not the transistor. Now we're getting into radio talk here. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller. Oh, The caller went AWOL there. 740-383-9944. What is the kerfluffle item today? Gray, on the desk, has knobs, metal, been here for a while. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it something you use or look at?
Well, I do look at it, but I use it.
Okay, what does it have to do with phones? Like, that's what I'm talking about, like your phones?
No, nothing really to do with the phones.
Okay,
bye-bye. No, nothing really to do with the phones in general. 740-383-9944. What could this item be? 23 and a half minutes past the hour. Gray, metal, on the desk, been here for a while, knobs. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a little switchboard?
Not a switchboard, no.
Okay.
Not a switchboard, but that's close. That's not far from what it is. 740-383-9944. Gray, on the desk, metal, been here for a while, has knobs. What could this item be? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Is it something like not where you tape the interviews, but you, I'm not going to say a recorder. Maybe a recorder or something.
Not a recorder. No, not a recorder. But
I can't get off the phone thing. I'm thinking something along that line. I don't know. So do you use it to talk to? I mean, do you talk on it?
No, I don't talk on it.
Okay.
No, technically, I do not talk on this item. Now, let's see if this is the correct answer. Kerfluffle here this morning on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller. Oh, our caller disappeared there. Well, we're about 12 minutes into this hour. 740-383-9944. Kerfluffle, not an easy game. Go ahead, caller.
Does it got anything to do with sound?
Yes, it does have something to do with sound.
All right, thanks.
All right. It does have something to do with sound. Now we really should be into it. It has knobs. It has something to do with sound. It's gray. It's metal. It's been here since the beginning. It's on the desk. It's in the studio. I would think the next person would have this. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a radio?
Not a radio, but that's a good guess. It is not a radio. What could it be? 740-383-9944. Then we'll move on to the Family Feud. Go ahead, caller.
Microphone.
Not a microphone. That's a good guess, too. Not a microphone. I guess there are a lot of things that do fall into this particular category. Metal, on the desk. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a tape recorder?
Not a tape recorder. Not a tape recorder, but that's not a bad guess either. Metal, on the desk, has to do with sound, has knobs. We've got a lot of right answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it an amplifier?
Not an amplifier. Not an amplifier. What is this tricky item that we are having trouble with today? Go ahead, caller.
Is it your soundboard?
It is the soundboard. Now, did you think that we would get to that quicker than what we did?
No, not until the gentleman called and said, does it have to do with sound?
Well, that's what I thought that was the dead giveaway.
That's why I'm calling in.
Yeah, I thought the next call we would have this.
Yeah, well, yay!
Well, that's showbiz. You're in here, Mary. I got you in.
Okie doke.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it is the soundboard that sits in front of me every day. All right, kerfluffle's done. Now let's move on to the Family Feud here. Okay. Now, we do have one category to finish up. This goes back, I don't know, maybe a week or so. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now, the answers we have are bad weather, animals, zombies, an apocalypse, fire, or smoke. Now, there's one answer left. Does anybody know what this answer is? Name something you see outside that would want to make you stay inside. And remember, the answers we have are bad weather, animals, zombies, an apocalypse, fire and smoke. What is the one answer we do not have yet? It's kind of an oddball answer, to be honest with you. I'm not sure how or where or why this answer came from. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a criminal?
Not a criminal, but that's a good guess. You know, some of the people could be criminals in this category. I'll tell you that. It is a group of people. It's a group of people. It's not a thing. It is a group of people. Now, some of them could be criminals. But overall, the group is not listed as a criminal group. Go ahead, caller.
How about a gang?
A gang. Not a gang, but that's close. That's in the neighborhood.
Right.
Not a gang, but that is in the neighborhood. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. It's a group of people. There's the guess. Go ahead, caller. Or the hint.
How about politics?
Not politicians, but some of these people do become politicians.
Okay.
Not politicians, but some of these people do become politicians. I'll say that. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now remember, in this category, we've got bad weather, animals, zombies, the apocalypse, fire. Go ahead, caller.
About felons.
Felon. Well, you know, some of these people are felons, but not felons as a whole. Some of these people are felons, but that is not the answer on the whole. Name something you see outside that would want to make you stay inside. This is the category. Go ahead, caller.
Protesters.
Not protesters. Not protesters. But it does have to do with a group of people. I will give you that. It does have to do with a group of people. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say people spraying. Like spraying for weeds or doing something like that.
No, nothing really in the gardening area. Nothing really in the gardening area. Nobody spraying for weeds or anything of that nature. Something you see outside that would make you stay inside. Now remember, it's a group of people. The answers we've already got: bad weather, animals, zombies, the apocalypse, fire, smoke. And what is this final answer? It's a group of people. If you saw them outside, it would make you want to stay inside. Who are these people? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a guess. I'm trying to ease this up a little bit because it's an oddball answer, to be honest with you. I have no idea how this made it on the list, but it did. Go ahead, caller.
How about people breaking into cars?
No carjackers on the list. No carjackers on the list, but if you saw them outside, you probably would not want to go outside. Category again, name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. All right, go ahead, caller.
So, yeah. Group of dogs.
A group of dogs. Those dogs going up and down the sidewalk. You know, not on leashes, because in my neighborhood, we don't believe in leashes.
I guess, yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. No, but good guess.
Thanks, Scott.
Now, you know, this is the scourge of my life is every night when I go out and walk or take a jog, people have their dogs out, and they are never on leashes. And in one day, I'm just saying, one day, somebody's going to, I'm going to be bitten and put in the hospital. I just feel that day coming. Go ahead, caller.
What about an icon?
An icon?
Yeah.
Some of these people are considered icons.
Actors?
Some of these people are actors.
Well, my goodness.
That's very close. Very, very, very close. Keep thinking. Now, this is that's very close. So we've got icons, actors, politicians. They all can be in this group. But what is the group called as a whole that you would not want to see outside? And if you did, it would make you stay inside. 34 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. What might you call a group of actors, politicians, icons? If you saw a group of those people together, what might they all have in common? What would you say? Hey, there's a group of what? All right. Go ahead, caller.
I would call them a bunch of troublemakers.
Troublemakers. Well, that's probably the truth as well. Not the answer, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Yes, they probably could be called troublemakers, but not the answer we're looking for here. But if you saw a group of politicians and actors and icons all standing around, what would you call the group all together? What would they be? A group of what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
A group of protesters?
Not protesters. Good guess, okay. Though. Not protesters. No, not protesters. Politicians, actors, icons. What are those people called if you saw them all in a group? All right, go ahead, caller.
Performance.
Not performers, but they would fall into that category as well.
All right, thank you.
Yes, performers of any kind could fall into this category. So it could be performers, actors, politicians, icons. They would all be in this group of people. But it's a bigger heading than what we've touched on here. And it's a group of people who, if you saw them outside, they would make you want to stay inside. What is that group? 740-383-9944. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Paparazzi.
Not paparazzi. Good guess, though. Not paparazzi. Now, the paparazzi might be after this group of people. It would not be the paparazzi itself, but they might be after this group of people. Go ahead, caller.
Extras from a film crew.
Not extras from a film crew. I don't know if extras from a film crew would fall into this, but the paparazzi might be after a group like this. That's kind of the paparazzi's business. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to just say a crowd.
It is a crowd, but it's a crowd of a certain group of people.
Okay.
A crowd of a certain group of people. But it's almost the paparazzi's job to follow this certain group of people. Now, that's a big hint. 740-383-9944. If you saw this group outside, you would want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? I thought the paparazzi answer would give this away. Who do the paparazzi follow? That is the question here. Go ahead, caller.
Celebrity.
You got it. Celebrity. Actually, on this list, it says bad celebrities, which is the strangest answer for this category I've ever heard, but you have got it right. Celebrities. Bad celebrities. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian. All right, Brian. You a long-time listener to the station, or are you new?
A year or so, I suppose.
Oh, well, you enjoying the programming?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm glad you're out there with us, and keep on participating. Hey, and it's Friday. Hopefully, you don't have to work this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be picking corn.
Oh, you'll be picking. Oh, you know, how are things going in the fields?
Good. Weather's been good here the last couple weeks, and everything's going good. It's a little soft, but the ground, but crops are doing well.
Have you heard anything about this, and I think it's been overblown, but this turkey shortage?
No, I haven't, but I was in Walmart the other day, and they had a whole cooler full of turkeys.
Yeah, I think it is worrying people, though. I see them in the store, and they're already buying their turkeys, and it seems a little early to be buying turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Well, they're probably buying them now because they're probably panicking.
A little panic. So the corn, though, will be good this year.
I would say yes, it will be delicious.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, does the frost or anything impact that?
It can delay harvest a little bit in the mornings. If you got too much frost on to run through the combine and stuff, especially on soybeans.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad people are still out there farming. I went to an FFA meeting recently, and the lady who was heading up the meeting said that it does not stand for Future Farm Makers of America anymore, but she never did say what it stood for now.
Well, I've never heard anything different. It's always been the Future Farmers of America, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I thought till I went to that meeting, and she said it's not necessarily, there are still farmers in it, but it's not necessarily that anymore. But she never did say what it stood for. Now, were you in FFA when you were a kid?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, people seem to like the program.
You know, there's a lot more technology and different things involved in it now, so maybe they call it something else. I don't know, but...
Now, how fast can you harvest the corn? How long does it take out there with the combine?
Well, I guess it depends on how many acres you have to do, but I would say most guys run through the field at 5 to 6 miles an hour while they're harvesting. And
well, that's it. So they can move pretty decently.
Yeah, they move right along anymore. And there's some you see I would say are going faster than that. But
a
lot of them now have grain carts that you don't have to pull up to the truck and dump. So you just dump. You don't ever really stop the combine. You just keep it moving the whole time. So that speeds things up a lot more.
Did the planting season come late this year? Because I live across from a field. It's not a huge field, but every year that I live there, they have planted over there. And this year, it seemed like they were pretty late in the season planting that crop.
No, I think most people got things out pretty early this year. We had a pretty good early spring.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad things are going well with the corn.
Yep.
Everybody loves it. Well, hey, Brian, it was good talking to you. Thanks for the information.
Yes, you too. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See, I love a call like that. You know, playing the games is fun, but I like to get information as well. So Brian is in the competition. It was celebrities, bad celebrities, which is an odd answer to me for that category, but I don't write these things. So there you go. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. It was bad weather, animals, zombies, apocalypse, fire, smoke, and bad celebrities. That is the rundown. Okay. Let's go on to the next category here. Six answers in this category. Now, this is kind of a fun one. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. Now, what a convoluted question that is, but there are six answers to it. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. 740-383-9944. Kind of a bullying of Mickey Mouse. Go ahead, caller.
His ears.
His gigantic ears. Yes, that's number one on the list. We got you, Charlene. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Charlene, in the competition here, his gigantic ears. Absolutely. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. What are the answers? Go ahead, caller.
His big feet.
Big feet. Let's see here. His huge feet are number four on the list. We got you in here, Judy. All right.
Okay.
All right. And I believe that's Judy S. We have more than one Judy listening now, so we've got to keep those separated. All right. What would you make fun of Mickey Mouse about? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I didn't think I'd get back in his clothing.
Clothing. Let's see here. Yeah, clothes, gloves, number two. We got you in again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Judy. Judy S. in twice here. What is something you would make fun of Mickey Mouse about? Those zoo lights coming up. Go ahead, caller.
What about his shoes?
His shoes. Let's see here. Does Mickey Mouse wear shoes?
I don't know either.
I mean, apparently he has big feet. I don't see shoes on the list, but to be honest, I'm not sure if he wears shoes.
All right, thanks.
Good guess, though. Bye-bye. I don't know if you see... I don't know if Mickey Mouse has shoes or not. Maybe he does. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
The way he talks.
The way he talks. Yes, the voice is on the list. All right, we got you in. Voice is on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. Two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
That's where he walks.
How he walks. Let's see here. No, not how he walks. No walking on the list today. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. 740-383-9944. We've got ears, clothes, voice, feet. Go ahead, caller.
How about big hands?
Big hands. Boy, we heard about that in a presidential election not too long ago, didn't we? No big hands on the list.
Who had big hands? I didn't hear that.
Oh, that was what? Wasn't that back in, 2015 with, who was it? Trump and Rubio, when they were calling him Little Marco and they were talking about the size of people's hands?
Oh, no, I didn't listen to much of that, so I didn't hear that.
Yeah, thank goodness those days are gone, hearing about people's hands.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what we were doing at one point in this country, talking about the size of people's hands. Isn't that fascinating? Mickey Mouse would have blushed. 740-383-9944. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice would make fun of. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
His friends.
His friends?
Yeah.
Well, a little more specific on that one.
Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto.
Let's see here. Do you know who his best friend is? Let's put it that way.
Daisy Duck.
Not Daisy Duck.
His best friend is Pluto, Donald,
Goofy. Who's the best? The best friend. Because that's kind of how this
friend is
worded.
I don't know. Goofy, maybe? I don't know.
It wouldn't be
Donald?
Goofy. We'll eventually hit it here. Yeah, it was Donald.
Okay.
So we'll go with Donald there. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, being friends with a duck is what one of the answers was here. Name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
His nose.
You got it right. That's number six on the list. Who do we have on the line? What's your name? What's your name?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Pat Augustine.
Oh, Pat, how you doing?
Okay.
Good, you're in the competition today here. Now, did Mickey Mouse have a big nose? I guess he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for being out there, and thank you for playing along. Keep on playing.
All right.
Thank you. Pat Augustine in the competition this morning. Yes, the answers were, name something specific about Mickey Mouse that other mice might make fun of. Gigantic ears, clothes, voice, huge feet, being friends with a duck, and his big nose. Those are the answers. All right. We'll slide that one right over here. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking his girlfriend, Minnie Mouse. That's got to be there.
Well, apparently nobody was making fun of her. She might have been popular in the...
Okay, the other answer, if this is kind of general, that he's a friendly mouse. He doesn't try to bite or steal your food like a mouse normally would. That he's just friendly, that he's people like him. Is that one
well,
of the
I don't. No, I don't think people are making fun of that.
Okay, well, I thought Minnie should be there. I guess people are jealous.
But maybe.
Okay.
Envy, not anger.
Yeah, about other mice or jealousy as a girlfriend, and generally mice, they're bachelors or bachelorettes. Okay.
This is
well,
true.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, next category here. Fill in the blank. All right, how about this? All you have to do is fill in the blank. This is like match game now. Fill in the blank. Six answers here. Raging. R-A-G-I-N-G. Raging. And these are all one-word answers. Raging blank. What are the six answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Raging what? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say fire.
Fire. Number three on the list. We got you, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you. Raging fire, number three on the list. As I said, kind of like the old match game here, six answers. Raging what? All right, go ahead, caller.
Raging bull.
Number one answer on the list. You got it, Pat. Thanks, Pat.
Yep.
Pat Augustine slams in here. Raging bull. Number one on the list. So we've got Raging Bull and Raging Fire. Still three other answers on the list today. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say Bull, but how about Raging Lunatic? I believe that's an expression.
No lunatic on the list. Only a lunatic on the phone, not on the list.
Oh, I'll agree with that. Isn't there Raging Cajun? I mean, it's Raging, not Raging, but
this is proper English. Raging. R-A-G-I-N-G.
Okay, yeah, Well, Bull was certainly the answer I was expecting, but the person beat me to it. Okay, we'll keep thinking, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you got to have fun. It's Friday. Okay. Raging what? Four answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
Raging mad.
Raging mad. No raging mad on the list. No raging mad on the list here. Still four answers. Raging what? Four answers left. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Raging Waters.
Raging Waters, number two on the list. Thank you. Raging Waters are number two on the list. Still three answers left. Raging what? Does anybody know? Okay, let's see if this person calling in does know. Well, maybe somebody's calling in here. Apparently, they ducked out on us. Raging what? 52 minutes past the hour here. We'll do a drawing here at the end of this hour. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, Raging Gang.
Raging Gang?
Yeah.
No, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Raging Game or Gang? Actually, nothing with the letter G. No Raging there. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking animal, like a bull. Well, they did say bull, but
we
like
did
an
say
animal.
Bull, yeah. No raging animal on the list.
Okay.
No raging animals on the list. None of the three remaining answers have anything to do with animals. Raging what is what we're looking for here. Raging. Go ahead, caller.
Raging storm.
No raging storm. That's a good guess, though. No raging storm on the list. Raging what is what we're looking for here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
No raging storm.
Go ahead. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Raging jealousy.
Raging jealousy, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good one. A lot of people do get raging jealous. No doubt about it. Not on the list, though. Raging what is what we're looking for? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said raging hormones?
You know, nobody has. That's number four on the list. Raging hormones.
Well, hot diggity dog.
Now, see, what are you having for dinner tonight?
I haven't thought that far yet, but...
Really? It's Friday. You're not going to
have... I may be having dinner with Chef Roman.
Chef Roman?
Roman noodles.
Oh, really? Not, it's not Pizza Friday, or...
No, I'm thinking tonight will be dinner with Chef Roman.
Chef Roman. You know, I'm not really a fan of those, to be honest. Are they Raymond Roman?
Well, that's just like what the game we're playing right now. You ask 10 different people, you'll get 10 different.
It
I
is.
Raymond, Roman, Roman.
Ramen noodles, you got it. Well, but hey, you're in here today. You might win. We're going to do the drawing here. You'd like to go to us. Oh, by the way, we are working on the zoo lights thing. The bus thing is a little... apparently there's some issue there with everybody in regard to insurance, but we are looking at some alternatives. You know, I still like the idea of an old hayride.
Wouldn't that be neat? I would like that even more than the bus.
So would I. So if anybody's got like a big trailer, let me know and we'll get this done.
Exciting. I mean, it would definitely be good for the community, I think.
I think it'd be fun. You know, it'd be a whole new thing that's never been done, the Christmas hayride.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so if anybody's got, a big trailer that maybe we could fit 20 or 30 people in, you know, close quarters, I guess, that we could just go around town. We're not going to go in the county or the highways or anything. Let me know. Go ahead, caller.
Raging wind.
Raging wind. No raging wind on the list. No raging wind on the list. We've got raging bull, raging waters, raging fire, raging hormones. Two more. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say raging a war?
No raging a war. You got a big trailer down there, Adam?
Not quite, just a house, and it doesn't have wheels.
Oh, that's troublesome.
Raging a war is a good answer. That should be there.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. No raging war.
Okay, I tried. Thanks.
All right. No raging war on the list. Two answers, though, left to go here. Fill in the blank. Raging blank. One other answer here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about a raging, like, people or child or something like that? People.
Nothing. The last two answers don't have anything to do with people.
Oh, okay.
Yep, no people. No people left on this list. Nothing to do with people when it comes to the final two answers. Raging is the first word, though. Go ahead, caller.
How about a temper?
Temper, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. Not raging temper. No raging temper on the list. Raging blank is what we're looking for here. We've got raging bull, raging waters, raging fire, raging hormones. Two answers left. Now, none of them have to do with people. 740-383-9944, and we'll do a drawing here in a second. We've got Mary and Brian and Charlene and Judy S. and Pat and Sarah all in the drawing this hour. 740-383-9944. Raging what? What is a word that would follow raging? Raging blank. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. And these will be for a pair of tickets to the zoo that are good through the first of the year, so they would cover the Columbus Zoo Lights. 740-383-9944. What is another word that would go with raging? And again, if anybody does have a trailer that we could fit about 30 people on, that we could take out 3 nights in the month of December for our Christmas thing, let me know. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a storm.
Not a storm, but that's a good guess. Not a raging storm. What's a word that goes with raging? 740-383-9944. We've got raging bull, raging waters, raging fire, raging hormones. Two answers left on the list, and they don't have to do with people. Neither of the answers have to do with people. We also have to work on the sign out front here, getting that up before Thanksgiving. That's the goal now. Go ahead, caller.
Raging animals.
No raging animals. No, neither of these answers have to do with animals either. No raging animals. 740-383-9944. Raging is the first word. What is the second word? And we're going to do the drawing here in about 60 seconds. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like raging prices. I can't think of the word I want, but it's that. Raging economy or whatever.
Nothing really to do with the economy or prices, but a good guess.
Huh.
No raging economy or raging prices. Still two answers left on the list here. Raging is the first word. We'll take one more call here. We've got raging bull, raging waters, raging fire, raging hormones. What is the final answer? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about raging wind?
Raging wind. That's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No raging wind on the list. All right, we're going to do the drawing, but we're going to do this next hour as well. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Let's do the drawing this hour. We've got Mary, Brian, Charlene, Judy S., Pat, and Sarah. And these, well, we'll take one more guess. Go ahead, caller.
Like epidemic.
Not an epidemic. Good guess, though. Not an epidemic. Okay. The winner of the tickets to the Columbus Zoo this hour are going to go to, well, how about this? It looks like, well, wait, two of them are stuck together here. Let me pull this apart. It looks like they're going to go to Brian. All right, Brian, who's out there working with the corn. Brian, you are the winner today. Now, you can pick those up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. So we got Brian down for the zoo tickets. We're going to come back and do more of this. Stay tuned. Back in about 10 minutes.
Feeling here at the Republican National Convention. And if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.